The Tripod Network, what's on?
Attention! Attention! Ladies and gentlemen, attention! There is a herd of killer rabbits headed this way, and we desperately need your help!
Extra Life Radio!
This is Harvey Pekar, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Scott Johnson. This is Extra Life Radio. How's it going? It's been a whole week. Hopefully some of you are returning. And some of you may be new. And a couple of you may, I don't know what you'll be. But you'll be here and you'll be listening to the show. This is show number 84 of Extra Life Radio, the official podcast of MyExtraLife.com. Go and check it out, won't you? You can find the blog, the three times a week comic, and much, much more. You'll also find archives to this program. We are sponsored in part by YouByNow.com. Great resource for all your geek needs, your toys, your collectibles, your replicas, all that kind of cool geeky stuff. You can check them out at youbynow.com. Let's get right into the show and get right into our panel today.
Stop touching my pants.
Hello? My gosh. Oh my gosh, we're a little loopy right up front. We have with
that
us
is awesome.
We have with us from the Wing of America. We have Andrew. Andrew, hello.
Hello. I'm doing great this evening.
And from the Instance. I should always just say that. From the Instance.net, we have Andrew. And he's here. And we also have from commissionedcomic.com, Obsidian from the fine soon to be 51st state of America, Columbia. Hello?
We already
listen to me. Listen to me. Eat a chip.
Oh wow! Eat a chip. We have a big hole in our lineup tonight. Normally we have Brian, who's here from
Studio
M80.
That's not nice to say about Brian.
But yeah. Brian's gonna cry.
That's
now.
Yeah, that's terrible. You just called him a big hole.
Yeah. But we do have good news.
I'm pudgy. So what?
We do have good news as to who will be filling Brian's hole. And that person.
Now, wait a minute. Come on.
That was excellent. Tell us about your preferences.
That was so bad, Scott.
With us on a return visit and always welcome to the fine show of Extra Life Radio is Len from Jawbone Radio. Len, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm real good. Real good. We do miss Brian.
Good to be on Extra Life with you guys.
We miss Brian, but not for long. Hello?
So, Len, do you really think you're big enough to fill Brian's hole?
Well, let's just say that when we went to go see Brokeback the other day, it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and one you'll never forget.
One I'll never forget.
Absolutely.
This is a great start to the show.
It really is. When we start off as blue as possible, that always makes for a great hour. So I'm really looking forward to that. But Brian is not, even though he's not here, he didn't forget about us. Check out this phone call I got.
Hey, guys. Hey, what's up? This is Brian. I'm down in Cancun while you suckers are stuck on the podcast. You'll never believe who I just saw. Gene Kane! All right, I just want to let you guys know I was thinking about you. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you guys next week, all right? Bye.
Hey, Dean, his brain goes wild. Oh, come on, man. Put the shirt back on.
Okay. Heaven help us if Brian goes wild. That's not good.
That's awesome.
Someone should animate that. It's almost like I want to see an animation of that little thing.
He did a great job. One thing Brian, a lot of people don't know about Brian is he has an excellent radio voice. He just doesn't, he can't quite get it across in the whole Skype thing, but you've heard him in some of these new intros we've been doing, and later in the show you'll hear more, but he's got a great voice.
He also laughs like the undead.
Yeah, he is like the undead. For all we know, he is the undead. For all we know, he is one.
He's a heal my flesh.
He's a
heal my flesh.
I can't use that right now.
Very nice. Hey, but I also, let's just jump to a quick phone call that I think we have to get out of the way. But whenever these happen, I laugh, and a little part of me dies inside.
Hello, this is a message for Sandesh Chernanok or Liam Terry. This is Brian with E-Trade Financial with a call regarding your account. It's important that you return my call as soon as possible. This is not a sales call, and I can be reached at area code 916-858-5000, extension 3719. I am available Monday through Friday from 12:30 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. If for some reason I am unable to answer your call, please be sure to leave your name, your callback information, and the best time to reach you, and I'll do my best to get back to you during that period. Again, this is Brian with E-Trade Financial. Thanks very much, and I look forward to hearing from you.
All right, so the mandate has been chosen. Everybody, all the Extra Life listeners, feel free to give that guy a call and see what he needs.
Yeah, we should call him tonight, see how he's doing.
We probably should. That would be funny.
E-Trade Financial? What are you like buying? You're planning a financial takeover?
No, that's what's so funny. It's just the 206 hotline. It's the Extra Life crap line, and this guy called it, so he's got the number totally wrong. So it's not. I don't have anything to do with it. He was calling for some weird Mexican name, and now he's like got us. And so I don't know what's going on. So, dude, if you're listening to the show, whoever you were, you got our numbers mixed up. Hopefully we don't get the federales after us after all these calls go into this.
Yes, I would like to save money on my long distance.
Oh my gosh, dude, did Nora get on, or is it still you?
Oh, that's gonna get you so beat.
Oh, I love Nora; she's the greatest. No, here's the thing: you just got back. Let's talk about this real quick. You just got back from, or when I say got back from, you're kind of right there anyway. But there was some big comic get together hoo ha that happened in Cleveland, where you live near. And
that word, hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
Say it like you mean it. Hoo-ha. Yeah.
And some
hoo-ha.
Of you may have noticed in the beginning of the show that we played this.
This is Harvey Pekar, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Okay.
That is awesome.
Harvey Pekar, the man himself, the mind behind, probably the biggest mind behind underground comics in the late 70s and 80s, and really a huge influence even today, and one of my personal heroes, and is still sort of the ultimate anti-hero. You actually sat down with him or got near him or something at this thing and got him to say that, to which we owe a huge debt of gratitude.
I was on a mission. I wasn't going to leave the symposium without an ID for Extra Life.
Oh,
so
that's so awesome.
I wanted to get like a little interview. I probably could have sat down and done a short little interview segment with him, but the thing about about Harvey Pekar is that he always looks like he wants to go somewhere else and he doesn't want to be where he's at.
Yeah, that's true.
So I didn't want to I didn't want to take up more of his time than I already had. It was like a very brief amount of time. I got an ID for our show and an ID for your show.
Now, did you actually shake Harvey's hand?
I did shake his hand.
That hand has been shaken by David Letterman on numerous occasions. I just want you to remember that.
And probably Robert Crumb. Which
oh,
is
yeah,
kind of,
R. Crumb, dude. Awesome. You got some crumb on your hands.
Yeah, has it shaken Dean Cain?
I don't know about Dean Cain.
Shaken Dean Cain. Well, that is such a cool thing.
That sounds a lot wrong.
Well, tell us about this experience. I mean, obviously you didn't get to talk to him a ton, but, I mean, was it all that you had hoped it would be, or was the event kind of a letdown?
No, I really didn't know what to expect from it. It was the event was this Lakeland Community College Comic Symposium, and they, for such a small event, they actually got some pretty big names to show up. Yeah. Like we were talking about this guy who does this this strip called Baldo, Hector Cantu, and also they got Harvey Pekar, which was a huge draw. And what I thought was really cool was the vice president of Universal Press Syndicate, Lee Salem.
Oh, very
there.
Cool. Very cool.
And it was just a great opportunity. As a matter of fact, Scott, I was saying it. It would have been a great opportunity, I think. You should have flown in for the occasion.
Oh yeah, hobnob with some of these.
It would have been really, really
guys.
Cool.
Yes, sure, yeah, Scott, you cheap bastard. Why don't you just buy a plane ticket?
Well, here's the thing. It was cool because it was free and open to the public. So basically, you just were able to walk in, and then there were like maybe a total of 50 people at this entire event. So you could actually, rub elbows, with these people and not feel, not feel like you're at like a convention or something where there's 500 people jamming to see the same person. It was very, very an intimate setting.
Now, what was that guy?
Yeah, they would have even let a guy like you in. So,
they did. I was the same.
Now, what was the Universal Press Syndicate guy's name was what? Lee what? Lee Ermey? What
Lee
is it?
Salem.
Lee Salem.
Lee Salem.
Not
Lee Oswald.
Not Lee Ermey. Okay, well, what you should have asked Mr. Salem was this. What the hell is going on with that Mary Worth? I mean, how many more decades are you going to run that crappy comic on the freaking newspaper?
No. You know what the worst comic, and this is terrible because we're artists here, but the worst comic I hate. You guys know Sally Forth?
Oh, dude, Sally Forth reeks to high heaven. Are you kidding me? It's the worst comic on.
I thought you were going to say commissioned, and I was going to cry.
Oh, he goes, you ever see that commission comic? What a load of crap that is.
I think the guy that writes commission writes Sally Forth. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he hey, then he'd be syndicated at least. But what's the deal? Like Sally Forth, Gasoline Alley, I don't know what all. And what are we on? The eighth artist, the eighth generation artist to work on, what's that stupid cartoon? Blondie. I mean, come on.
Right.
It's time to put some of that stuff to bed, and Sally Forth and Mary Worth ought to run off into the sunset, drive off a cliff.
You know, we were having a discussion about comic strips and saying, you know, after, like, Watterson left and Larson left and Schultz died, that there was this huge, like, just void that was left. And you know, really the only person that has really kind of stepped up to the plate to really kind of fill that void, and it's a huge void to fill, is maybe, I want to say, Dan Ferraro from Bizarro.
Yeah.
And maybe Bill Amend from Foxtrot.
Yeah, the Foxtrot has taken on... Get Fuzzy does okay. But Foxtrot, I would say, is probably the most mainstream comic that gets the most traction. I mean, you see that a lot, both on internet and regular print circuits. And the guy's obviously really in touch with his fan base and... There's definitely good stuff happening there.
And he's funny. That's the other thing. I mean, he's funny.
Yeah, and we could use him saying,
you know what
you're
else
listening
is
to
funny?
Extra Life Radio. What else is funny?
Kathy?
Bears. Bears are funny, man.
Bears?
Yeah, bears are funny. No, really.
Yeah. Oh,
just
man.
Just check them out, man. They're a lot of fun.
Dude, you're drinking the fire water or something over there. Oh, what you're doing. But yeah,
water.
So that sounds
like he's
bears.
An Indian now.
That sounds like.
No, that's actually what people drink the most here, fire water.
Really? What is it made out of?
As we call it. Well, it's made out of Robitussin. It's made out of licorice. I think it's made out of licorice or something like that. But here we call it aguardiente.
Mm.
Ah.
That makes your
pee-pee. Say that again.
El
slower.
Fuego?
Oh. Talk slower, right?
I'm yeah, say it slower. Slower. Say it slower.
Oh, yeah. What are you wearing? Oh, sorry.
Here we go.
Okay, we're listening. Oh, I interrupted. Oh. Do it one more time.
Okay. Aguardiente.
Oh, dude.
A little pee-pee just came out.
A little pee-pee came out of your fuego or whatever? All right.
Was it not something else?
We have some corrections from our listeners. We should listen to these before we get to our main topics. This guy says that Andrew could not have been more wrong about who Higgins is. Check it out.
Hey. This is Coulter. First time caller. I was just calling because I'm a little disappointed in old Andrew over there. I was listening to your last show, and I heard him say that the guy that did the voice of Kit on Knight Rider was the guy who was Higgins from Magnum PI. That is incorrect. It was actually the actor who did the voice of Kit is William Daniels. And the thing I most know him for is he was on Boy Meets World. He was Mr. Feeny on Boy Meets World. So yeah, I guess that's all I had to say. So keep up the good work and keep up the good shows.
Okay, so we commented as the call was playing that Boy Meets World, not a great show. Yeah,
he's true.
Yeah,
what he said is true.
Yeah,
I got him
confused. The guy who did the voice of Kit was the main doctor on St. Elsewhere.
St. Elsewhere. Yep.
That's I right. thought that everybody that watched Boy Meets World got beaten with sticks a couple years ago.
Oh, they did.
Didn't that happen?
They
well,
did.
Apparently he escaped.
A great bodily...
Aren't we deviating from the central issue here and that Andrew lied?
Andrew did lie. Andrew should be taken out and beaten with sticks.
No, I have to give some admiration to this guy. For a great personal risk to himself, he admitted that he watched Boy Meets World. So good on you, buddy. Good luck tomorrow at school.
And he's fat, and he ran fast enough away to not be beaten by sticks.
Yeah. So. We have one more correction. This deals with airsoft that we talked about last week.
Hi, this is Brian, and I'm correcting you about airsoft. They're actually plastic little pellets, and there's three different types: electric, compressed air, and spring action. And they can cost a lot less than $300. Bye.
Okay. All right, we won't repeat what a subsidian just asked. But here's the thing, young man, we believe. You know far too much about weapons. I think you should go to school and study hard and, you know, all those good things. Don't do drugs. And be nice to your parents and stay away from the guns. But anyway, he seemed to know a few things.
And
yes,
drink
we
your
were,
milk.
We were very...
Always drink your milk.
Always drink your milk. But we were always... Hey, in Colombia, they do that right from the teat, I hear.
Yeah.
Is that true? You just go straight to the teat. Come here, Bessie, or El Bessie.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yo, cow, get over here.
Come here, Hector the cow. I will drink from your teat.
Hector the cow.
There's your new comic strip right there.
I'm about to jot down some hate mail to you,
yes,
Scott.
We got to
send it off to iTunes.
We got another call from a stoner. I love the stoners. Keep calling, stoners. Here's one here.
Yeah, actually, I was wondering about supermarkets. Apparently, stuff like that is really, it's dependent on what region you live in. For example, I live in New Hampshire, and we have Hannaford's. And Shaw's, and let's see, Hannaford, Shaw's, Market Basket, and then I go down states and I go to Virginia to visit my relatives, and they have a supermarket called Giant, and they've never heard of Market Basket, so it's kind of interesting. I was listening to this show, it's slowly cycling through because I'm really new to the show, but downloading and listening to your shows, and it's pretty interesting how you all have different supermarkets in your area. So, yeah. Bye.
Okay. Reefer Madness, really, is what that was. And we appreciate the call. You know what? He's right, though. You guys have probably never... Andrew, have you ever heard of Albertsons?
Yes, we have Albertsons here.
Oh, damn it. Have you ever heard of Harmon's?
Nope.
Oh, I gotcha. See, and you've got your Piggly Wiggly and your freaking... your Cabbage at Lowe's. I can't think of the other ones. We used to say them all the time.
We got... The main ones here are Albertsons... Well, of course, Walmart, because
they own everybody.
Run by the evil empire, yeah. we got Publix, Albertsons, Winn-Dixie. Those are pretty much, and in certain places are still Piggly Wiggly, but the most of them went out of business.
Oh, good. I mean, that's too bad to hear about that. Obsidian, this one's for you. This comes from somebody trying to be the comic book guy, and I think they ask a very good question. You have to answer it on the show. Here it is.
Hello, my extra life. This is Dan. I'm going to make the following comment in the tone of the comic book guy for your listening pleasure. In episode 75, the Valentine's Day show, Obsidian claimed to have a girlfriend, but now in the episode 83, it seems that he doesn't. I demand to know the reason for this incredible paradox. This is the worst voicing ever.
Okay. All right, that was pretty funny because it was so bad. But anyway, and it had an accent throughout, which is pretty funny. But anyway, Obsidian, he noticed that in the Valentine show, you had a girlfriend, and according to last week, you may not. Do you want to discuss that at all on the program?
Well, the answer is quite simple.
So he's like, thanks for rubbing it in, Scott. You heartless bastard.
Yeah. that's pretty much all there is to say. Well, thanks for reminding me.
Of course. Pour a little salt in the wound there.
I was kind of feeling good right now, but, you know, now I'm not.
Oh, he's like, tonight when I curl up with a bottle of Jack and drink my problems away, I'll think of you, Scott.
We're having Skype lag, and we lose him. But anyway, so do you want to address that at all? You kind of had a girlfriend, now you don't. Are you on the prowl? Does that mean girls can contact you? Does it mean you're still in mourning? Does it mean we just set fire to your hair and, well, you don't have any hair. But anyway, what do you do? What do you say?
It's as simple as this. I had a girlfriend. She dumped me, and I am not available because I am currently groveling and that kind of stuff.
All right, good. That's all we needed to know.
So that means, so what you're saying is Len doesn't have a shot at all.
No, sorry, Len. As long as I have a little bit of hope with this girl.
But you still
got a big job filling in Brian's hole, so...
Well, when you're ready, Obsidian, just give me a call.
Sure, just let him know. It's a big deal. We're seriously excited. Okay, let's move on to Ask Obsidian.
Ask the Colombian.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
I'm working real. By the way, to a few of you out there, like the guy that left the mean review in iTunes, I'm trying really hard this week not to offend anyone. So I'm just letting you know.
Oh, come on, Scott. You love it.
I'm letting you know that is the goal of the day. All right, first question.
Just give in, Scott. Give in.
First question for Obsidian. We have three of these. My gosh.
Uh-oh. Okay.
People went bananas for this. So check it out. This is a question about pie.
Hey, Scott and gang. It's Spiegel, and it's 1:12 in the morning, and I just got out of school because I'm doing a senior project. About that thing with Ask the Colombian. I want to ask something to Obsidian. Does he like pie? And what kind of pie does he like? I think that's all. Now I'm going to go kill myself and sleep for about 2 hours and come back to school and keep playing with my robots. See you guys. Peace.
Do you like pie?
Okay, do you, and first of all, kind of do you like, by the way, I'm a little concerned that he's going to go home, kill himself, then sleep, then go back to school. I think he's confused about how that works.
maybe he's a vampire.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
well,
it doesn't really work in that order,
well,
but anyway.
First of all, we should tell him, well, you know, let us know how it goes with that.
Yeah, I'd be curious. That we may be onto something. He may have revolutionized zombie creation or something. I don't know. But typically you don't die first, but we'll see. So what do you say? Do you like pie?
Scott. That's
enough. Do you like pie? And what kind of pie do you like?
Well, about pie, all I can say is this, and it is
apple.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie.
I knew.
Drove my Chevy to the levee.
Yeah.
But the levee was dry. Yeah. The good old boys.
Oh my gosh! It goes on and on. All right, well, there's the answer to your question. My guess is he likes pie as long as...
Soon you're going to be a Jedi.
Yeah.
Yes, soon you're going to be a Jedi.
Come on, I mean, who doesn't like pie? Pie is like the universally liked thing. Yeah. You know, I wish I was pie. Everybody would like
it. Yeah, and it rhymes...
What is your favorite pie, though, I guess?
Yeah, what's your favorite pie?
Yeah, it rhymes with pink eye. I want to point that out.
Going with the whole Colombian thing, I'd have to say monkey pie, but...
Monkey pie.
Like in Temple of Doom when they're eating it out of the skulls of those chimpanzees.
Oh, yes.
That was monkey pie, dude.
Mm. But seeing that I'm a vegetarian, I'm going to have to go with apple pie.
Oh, really? You're as Colombian as apple pie.
Apple's an animal.
Yeah.
Apple's an animal.
Sure it does.
Yeah, I see them running down the field, you know, the herds of apples.
Yeah, farming apples. Yeah,
the herd of
nothing,
apples.
Nothing is worse than when you corner an apple.
They get dangerous.
They'll tear your leg off.
They get really mad. Hey, we got another call for Obsidian. This one comes from the other guy. Can you believe it?
The other guy.
Yeah, the other guy sent this in.
Forgot all about the other guy.
Check it out.
Hi, guys. It's Mark. Just calling to ask Obsidian a question. You mentioned that you get Simpsons down there in Colombia. Obviously, it's probably translated into Spanish. I wonder what they do for Bumblebee Man. Does he still speak Spanish, or do they have him speak something else?
That's a really good... This might be the greatest question ever, because I've never thought of that. So what does Bumblebee Man, whose whole joke here in the U.S. is based on the fact that he's Spanish, what does he speak in Colombia?
Well, I think I'm going to disappoint you here, but truth be told, if I'm not mistaken, the joke with Bumblebee guy here is just that he's a guy dressed as a bumblebee.
Yeah, but that's not as funny as the fact that he's a Spanish bumblebee.
Dos huevos, por favor.
Yeah. That doesn't make it nearly as cool.
No, it doesn't. But yeah, I mean, he's just... I do recall him sort of having a weird accent, but nothing... I mean,
wait a minute.
Nothing in particular.
I think I know what it is. See, over here, he's Spanish and he's dressed as a bumblebee. Over there, he speaks German and he's dressed in lederhosen.
Lederhose?
Okay, I do have an interesting fact for you.
Is it as interesting as the word lederhose? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I can't top that, man.
Oh, he's like, I'm done.
All right, what's your interesting fact?
But, okay, unfortunately, it's not such a good animation. But, for example, do you guys remember Cow and Chicken?
Yeah, cartoon on Nickelodeon, no. Or Cartoon Network,
In Cow and Chicken, the cow turns into a sort of superhero, which, if I don't recall incorrectly, in the American version, I mean, Cow speaks English, but when she turns into this superhero, into Super Cow, she speaks, like, with a Latin accent. She speaks, like, a sort of mixture between Spanish and English, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here, since they speak Spanish all the time, when Cow turns into Super Cow, she speaks English. She speaks a sort of, like, gringo accent to her Spanish. Unfortunately, they didn't use this solution for Bumblebee, man. I mean, he's just a guy dressed as a bumblebee.
Oh. Well, that's damned exciting. I'm glad we went into that far. Yeah, I'm glad we really got all the detail out of it. So
where's that guy who watched Boy Meets World? Can we beat him with sticks again?
Yeah, he's ready and ripened and ready to go.
This is sort of getting dull. Len, do a game for me.
Hello, Frisco.
All right, here's one. We got one more. This is about cat problems in Britain. There's nothing cooler than that.
Hi, this is Claire. Just for a question for Obsidian. How on earth can I get my cat to stop jumping up at the screen whenever Sephiroth appears when I watch Advent Children on my computer?
Okay, so she's watching Advent Children, your favorite movie, on her computer, and her cat keeps jumping up at it when Sephiroth comes on.
I can field this real quick. Even before O answers it, what she's got to do is it should be, being that she's in England, it should be in your phone book. It's a company called Confuse a Cat. And you give them a call.
What the hell are you talking about?
And they come out and they'll take care of your cat problems.
Wow, there you go. I didn't know they had those in Britain. Damn Brits. With your bad teeth and your...
Was that a chick?
Yeah, it was a girl. She's actually been on the show before. She did a couple little intros. She does the Extra Life Radio, It's Like British Comedy, Only Funnier This Time. She does that little intro for us.
Oh.
She's awesome.
Okay, first of all, I got to say that in my mind, British chicks, I mean, women with British accent are like the sexiest thing ever.
Yeah.
Now, getting that out of the way, here's what I got to say. Okay, now...
They've got the worst teeth.
Brett, hey, you guys heard it here. Len said it, not me. I'm not the one to...
Yeah. Len has his own show. You can go bash that show.
I didn't say anything.
What? JawboneRadio.com. You can leave your review on iTunes.
Go bash him.
All right, so what are you saying? What are you saying? Oh, you got to give her a cat solution.
Okay. Yeah, no. I mean, this is very simple. Okay, now, you're watching Advent Children. Your cat is jumping towards the screen. Stop being selfish. I mean, come on. You're watching the best movie ever. Your cat wants to share in the experience. You can't be selfish. You can't ask your cat to not jump on the screen. Of course he's going to want to jump on the screen. Probably what's going on is that you want to get him out of the way so you can jump on the screen. So stop being selfish. Let your cat enjoy the movie, because everybody has a right to enjoy Advent Children.
This movie makes me want to jump on the screen, love. I can totally see that. All right, we got one last thing before we take a break. This is an idea that they want to give to Andrew about the Stump Andrew segment, which we didn't get any calls about this week, and this might be why. So I think Kevin has a good point. Hear this out. And then we'll see what we think.
Hey, guys, this is Kevin from Arizona. Scott probably remembers me as the DVD guy. Anyway, I had a suggestion concerning the Stump Andrew section of your show. I think that instead of Stumping Andrew, I think it should be more of a Geek Minute with Andrew, or, you know, Andrew's obscure facts that no one knows about but loves to hear about type of thing. Because it seems like people keep on sending him the weirdest questions, and it's stuff that personally I really don't care about. You know, it's just sort of my opinion. But I think that it would be a lot more fun if Andrew was coming up with something that was cool and that most normal people don't know, and is fun to listen to. Because, you know, whereas I think the Ask Obsidian section is just awesome, I really haven't been feeling the good Extra Life juice flowing in the Stump Andrew section. Anyway, that's my two cents. Keep up the good work, guys.
Okay. All right, so...
Okay, wait a minute. The Extra Life... He hasn't been feeling the Extra Life juices flowing?
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. I can't hear him.
So, Len, are you done filling Brian's hole now? Because this guy needs your help.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I meant to tell you, Scott, at this thing over the weekend, that comic symposium,
yes.
I met another guy from another podcast named, I forget, his name was Adam or something, but he was from a podcast called The Comic Geek Speak. Have you ever heard of that podcast?
No, I have heard of it. I hear that they have gone with a very similar format as us.
You know what? I was talking to the guy, and they go, yeah, he's kind of explaining to me what they do. And he says, yeah, we even have like a Stump the Geek section. I'm like, oh, you know what? You guys, Extra Life and Comic Geek Speak, they should like, there should be like a throwdown, man.
Yeah,
we should put the gauntlets on, and it should be like a breakdance.
I wonder
or
who was first.
Man.
I've never actually heard a show, but I've heard that they follow a very similar format as we do. So
I bet you could put them in the dust, man.
With the Colombian.
Well, the only thing is I just went, unless I'm in the wrong place. Oh, they got 100 episode. The newest episode is episode 125.
Oh, they've been doing 20 episodes a
week or something.
So they probably do more.
Yeah,
a week.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean they're older. They're probably doing like 3 a day.
Yeah, I'd be curious. But if these guys are listening, the gauntlet has been thrown down. We will take you on. I don't know what the hell that even means, but we're going to do it.
March 2005.
Would be awesome. Could you imagine if you did like the Comic Geek Speak roundtable, like that guy against Andrew?
Yeah.
And like, you know, oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we're totally going to do it. If they'll do it,
Wait a minute, Len. Wait a minute here. I mean, am I the only one that's remembering here that in each Stump Andrew through the last weeks, Andrew has been stumped?
Yeah.
I'm not really believing much in Andrew anymore.
I totally believe in him. I think if you put him head-to-head with these guys, he will toe-to-toe with these guys. I'm going to use every cliche
I can
think of.
He'll eat them alive.
Yeah, he'll eat them alive. He'll go toe-to-toe. It's another cliche. He'll fill Ryan's hole. You're gonna fill their hole.
The last person on the face of the earth, Scott, that should be trying to come up with phrases is probably me. You.
Well, without further ado,
yeah, Scott,
let's
learn to speak first.
Yeah. Let's hear this idiot before we go to commercial. Okay, I just wanted to play that. We are now going to take a break. When we come back, lots more to talk about, including our crappy movie of the week, but also some other topics dealing with some current news that I think is worthy of discussion. We'll be right back.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Me and Spaghetti.
Best friends forever.
Oh, I can't believe they killed Kirk.
Ah, that babe will burn in hell.
In that game, you know that game with that hedgehog?
Yeah.
He's blue, and he runs real fast like a sonic boom. What's his name?
Oh,
Lord, you people. It was Billy Zane.
They've already got a sequel lined up called Aardvarks in a Canoe.
I prefer the term hog. Shut up, gringo.
Lightning bolt. I'm sorry. Let me start that over.
Go now. Don't wait. Turn the podcast off. Go now. Mi pipi siempre está fuego.
Gosh dang it, dude. I'm over here having an aneurysm trying to think of that thing. It'll be an East Coast, West Coast thing, yo, gee, skizzy hizzy. Does the paint have to be Acme brand, or is it okay if it's just any brand of paint?
Yes, for this time, yes, very good.
Lightning bolt.
Due to some violent content, listener discretion is advised.
And we're back. Hey, special thanks to Sebastian for those awesome mashups. Now, as you can tell, we don't normally do a mashup in the middle of the show, but last week we were shorted a mashup due to some confusion about what version we were on. And so he sent me two this week. For the last two shows, we thought we'd throw one in the middle and one at the end. So thanks again, Sebastian. Those are awesome, as usual. Now back to the program. Let's get back to where we were, or not where we were. Hopefully we can move the hell past where we were, because, oh my gosh. just kidding, it wasn't that bad. But hey, a couple of quick things. Andrew, you'll know a little bit more about this than some.
Nope.
The word on the street is that Futurama, the DVD thing, the direct-to-DVD,
it was all bogus.
It's all crap. What the crap?
Basically,
I'm so ticked about this.
Freaking sucks. Billy West made the comment that it's all a go, and I guess he was misinformed. The way I thought of it is he probably got someone from the studio mentioned it to him, and he was probably like, all right, and he went ahead and went on his blog and blabbed it all, and only to find out later on that whoever told him that was maybe wishful thinking or casually heard in the office that they were thinking about doing Futurama. So
I think it's
kind of sad. Before commenting that blogs are evil, I have to ask, Andrew, be honest. Did you simply lie to us again?
He didn't. Well, he didn't break the news, did it? Were you the one that broke the news in the forums about that when I first heard about it?
No, you're the one that gives all the news.
That's true.
I basically got the actual article right off of Billy West's blog and posted it in the forums.
Yeah, I'm so sad.
But that's
about
Billy
that.
West from like
you
Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
it's not the same Billy West.
Oh, I realize. Hey, my name is Billy West. I work down at the John Deere factory and.
Wait a minute, John Deere, you threw me off. Now I can't go on. I was supposed to be Lowe's. But yeah, it's sad
this
news.
Is Billy West.
This is really sad news, though, because I was totally looking forward to that. I was all pumped
so
about
was
it.
So was I.
Oh, I'm sad.
I am very, very, very disappointed by this, but most of all, I am disappointed in you, Andrew.
He keeps coming back to that.
I know. I'm never going to live this down.
That's all right. I don't blame you. I blame Billy West
of keep my mouth shut.
482 Walnut Street in freaking somewhere in Ohio. Near Cleveland, probably. Exactly. But anyway, yeah, good times there. I wanted to also make mention.
Reading Billy West's blog, Billy West from someone local Ojaka.
What the?
That's a place here in Colombia. That's
oh, I thought you were speaking in tongues, dude. I couldn't tell what's going on over there. A little bit throwing down the holy water. Worms. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I was going to make a quick.
You know what's.
What? Go ahead.
Speaking of Futurama, it's really odd that supposedly it's not going on, but yet when you go on IMDb, it says there is some sort of planned Futurama thing for 2007.
Well, you never know. The internet movie database.
Maybe they get their news from you.
that hurts.
Sometimes that stands for inaccurate movie database. So I don't know how true that is, but we can all continue to hope because that sucks. We want more Futurama, dude.
I'm sorry, I lied. Bastard.
I wanted to make a quick PSP recommendation. Play Worms. It's good. I like it. It's fun.
Worms.
Wait a minute. Did you just admit that you have a case of the worms?
I have a case of the worms, and it cost me $250 plus the game.
That explains a lot of why Scott always plays his PSP in the bathroom.
Hey, Scott, I bought that game Exit on your recommendation.
Oh, yeah. What do you think?
It's not bad. I haven't had a chance to really play it, though.
It's fun,
it's good.
It's a challenge.
Notice he didn't say it was awesome. He went, it's not bad.
It's all right. No, you know, the game I want to get, not for the PSP, but just for the PlayStation, is this game called Guitar Hero. Have you heard of it?
I hear all about it all the time. I haven't actually tried it. I guess it's the hot new rhythm game thing, majig, whatever.
I'm going to get that soon.
You know, they're already working on a sequel, but it's going to be mainly for the southern market. It's going to
here
be
it
called,
comes, here it comes.
It's going to be called Banjo Hero.
Banjo Hero.
Oh, Andrew, that's so clever.
I may have to include that music.
And when you, there's going to be a regular edition. The deluxe edition will come with a pair of overalls in the box.
Oh, nice.
No.
You're very nice.
And a pig.
Oh, and a pig. Speaking of pigs.
And the pig that Brian rides to work. Oh, no. Right. It's a hog.
Yeah, it's a hog. But you have a good memory.
He actually rides a hog, for real?
No, he last
like
show.
Like a big fatback hog?
The last show he was saying, we were talking about how he rode a pig to work, and he says we prefer to call them hogs. Which does two things, which makes Brian look bad and proves Len didn't listen to last week's show. No, I'm just kidding.
I did listen.
Oh,
I did.
You suck.
I did listen. I just had to erase it out of my memory.
I know. It's information overload for an hour. I totally understand.
It was painful. It was painful.
I don't remember what we did in the first half, so I guess we'll just keep going. Speaking of PlayStations, PlayStation 3 not playable at E3. That sucks and blows for fans. Yeah.
Yep.
Did you read about that, Drew?
Is there a reason?
Yeah, I'm the one. I've already started our E3 thread, and anything I come across, like pre E3 interviews or little snippets of news that are supposed to be going on when E3, because E3 is like in a couple weeks.
Yeah, not even.
I think the first week of May or something.
Yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Not.
Is there a reason?
Forget the dates.
Apparently, they just don't have. I gotta. You know, the way all this whole thing with the PlayStation is going, it's starting to, in my mind, remind me of the Phantom. Remember the Phantom console? They would keep mentioning it, and it would never show up. Or they'd have a mock-up of it, and they'd show you videos of it, but you never got to play one.
Yeah, for 3 or 4 years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
who
it
made
was
the Phantom?
Some company here in Tampa.
Infinity Labs, it was called. Infinity Labs.
And they finally, about
a month ago,
went
officially said, we're done. This thing's never coming out. But like it was
you remember
three
that
or
Phantom
four.
Thing we were talking about? Yeah, this you know
they were talking about it. About that. They were talking about it in 2000.
On you.
They had it in 2000. They supposedly showed it at different E3s and stuff, and they kept saying, "Oh yeah, it's going to come out. It's going to do all this on demand video game, this and that and the other." It never happened. What an unfortunate name for a console that never happened.
What's funny is the press release that came out, all it had written on it in big bold letters on the letterhead was the word "psych."
Yoink.
Well, look at it this way. I mean, you're talking about a console named Phantom from a company called Infinity. Yeah.
And their first game was called The Ghost.
Yeah, yeah. Or the first game was called
Poltergeist.
What is real or something? Yeah, Poltergeist. But yeah, see,
this game does not exist.
Let's hope
they were going to work with Unreal.
Unreal.
Nice, dude. That's even better. They were using the Unreal Engine for everything they did. Yeah.
Apparently, I'm looking. You can actually buy the Phantom video game system online for $99.
Well, you can buy what is
free shipping and handling. Yeah.
Yeah. Free. Yeah.
Let's buy it
since there's nothing in it.
For real.
It's just like a plastic mock-up.
For $99.
You can buy this sign. Yeah.
What a kick in
the
crotch.
It's gonna come. It's gonna come like a big block of balsa wood.
Well,
it's made out of bamboo and cat hair.
Yes, that's the one that just keeps on giving. But the point is that we hope the PlayStation 3 doesn't end up like that. And who thinks it will? I mean, Sony's big. Obviously, they're going to have the thing ready at some point. But at E3, it's go time, dude. You got to have your machine ready to go. It's not screwing around.
So I got a question.
What?
Is the Revolution going to be playable at E3?
All signs point to yes.
Yeah, I'm guessing yes, because last E3, Nintendo was kind of like, all they did was show like a plastic box. I got a funny feeling it's going to be playable, and I think that's going to hurt Sony even more if they don't have a playable PlayStation.
So did you
3.
See? Did you see the what's that thing? What's the game called?
Red
Strike or something?
Red Sonya.
Red Sonya.
Red Sonya.
Now that's a crappy movie of any week. No, they showed screens of this thing in a UK magazine, and it's spread all over the web. People, I'm sure, have seen it by now, but it shows people actually playing the shooter game with the controller, and as you, like, turn it sideways, like, your hand in the game turns
it's
sideways.
Called Red Steel.
Red Steel, that's it.
There's parts of the game where you're going to be using a katana,
yeah.
So you'll be using the controller like a sword hilt, and there's parts of the game that are first-person shooter, and you'll be using the controller like an actual gun.
Dude, I'm so pumped.
And
I'm so
some
pumped.
Of the pictures I've seen, I'm like blown away by the quality of it.
Yeah, this will change.
Remember what I said. I'm gonna keep true to my word. If this controller thing actually allows me to play with
Take two.
Okay. Here we go.
I'll edit that out. Don't worry. Yeah, right. I mean, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. Are we on?
We're on.
We're on here.
This is it.
Are we
this
on
is the
here?
Show. This is the show we're on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, if it lets me play with the controller as if it were an actual sword, I'm gonna keep true to what I said several podcasts ago, and I'm gonna buy a Nintendo Revolution and shut the hell up.
All right, sweet, because that's what I think they're going to let you do. But we'll have to wait and see. But E3 is looking like the time where actual games and actual gameplay will be there for the public and for the press to play. And they announced they've got 20 launch titles ready for this booger.
Yep.
Wow.
I think that'll be like the most Nintendo's ever had.
I think so. And one of them might be Pilot Wings is a nice rumor floating around.
Wait a minute. Do you think we're gonna finally get the opportunity to see Planner Mario?
Planner, yeah, dude, because it's a big 10.
I'll be buying a DS as soon as that baby comes out.
Planner
so,
Mario.
Scott, where is the ELR booth at E3?
Right here where my butt's sitting currently. That actually, Len, nice segue, because I need to put out the petition again. Any of you listeners who are planning on going to E3, and I know there are a few of you, and if some of you need to get in there, I may be able to get press passes. I'm working on that right now.
Oh.
But if you're going, I need you to record and be my reporter there because I can't go. So I need somebody to send back periodic reports. Now, last year we had Lifespan do it, and he was awesome. And, hey, Lifespan, if you're listening and you contact me, we're down with that again. But whoever wants to do
if
this,
you
want to
be my reporter, you got to get with your friend.
Hey, Scott, can I go? Scott, will you, if I bring the Eye River, will you be able to send me?
Absolutely, you could go, but I ain't paying for your damn plane ticket. That's all I know. No. What I'm saying is, that's the other thing I got to state, make real clear. Anybody who emails and says, "Yeah, I definitely want to do this," I can't pay for jack crap. I'm just letting you know I got no money. But what I want you to do is spend your own money and go there and do all this cool stuff and send the audio to us.
Wait, where's it at this year? Where's
California?
A3 in
it's
Vegas?
In LA every year in LA at the LA Convention Center.
Okay.
Yeah. Very worth doing.
Speaking
so
of money,
do it. What?
Speaking of money, I want to clarify that although I have already said that I would buy a Revolution and shut the hell up, this does not imply that I will have the money to buy a Revolution, okay?
All right, we won't hold you to it. But I do want to ask you a question there, Obsidian. Obsadion. I've got a question here from somebody who sent that, and they spelled your name as Obsadion. O-B-S-O-D-I-O-N. Obsadion.
Obsadion.
Yeah.
So they called him an SOB is what you're saying.
The message wanted to know, actually this isn't to you specifically, but they wanted to know if we knew anything or heard anything about this whole Tomb Raider nipple thing.
Nipplegate,
as it were. I guess
I played the demo.
The artists who created the models did texture mapping, like they do for every game. And there's a whole texture set where apparently there's a couple of boobies that are right there. And the question is, I wanted to talk about this. Is this another kind of hot coffee thing where developers or artists or whatever, developers, if those people are...
How are the graphics?
The people who work on graphics. The real good graphics. What am I saying? Oh, I saw Narnia the other day and it had good graphics. Anyway. That's right.
You're talking about boobs, Scott.
I know, sorry. It took me...
I'm like, what are you talking about?
It took me. Well, I got all off on track because the other off on track. Anyway, I got off track because I
focus on the boobs.
I never saw Narnia in the theater because I'm slow, and I finally saw it. I really liked it.
Giant breasts in front of your eyes.
I really liked the movie, and I came away thinking that had really good graphics. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, with these artists boobs. And these people inserting these little sneaky little graphic elements, in this case, a couple of breasts in this game. My guess is this probably happens all the time, either on purpose or as a joke.
Look at hot coffee.
Yeah,
that went where they were trying to pawn it off that they didn't do it. We didn't do it.
Yeah,
it
and Take Two is still paying for that mistake. They had one of the highest selling games of all time, and their stock is still losing money and they're still losing jobs because this little joke they pulled. So my question is...
Yeah, if you're going to put boobs in a game, just make it obvious. Like in Gods of War.
Don't hide
God
it.
Of War.
Yeah, don't hide it. Just full on go for it. What rating? God of War, what rating was it? M? Was it M?
That was mature.
Okay.
That was mature.
That had to be mature.
But, you know, the thing about God of War is, like, there really isn't any reason to have boobies in God of War. I mean, it's just hey, we can put boobies on. You know, if they wanted to, they should put boobies on every single character. And the Kratos, you know, he should have huge... undulating breasts,
Oh, no. With Kratos, it would have been very easy. And this is actually something I would like to have. I would like to have, like, a big plastic nipple, and I place it on top of my head. I mean, damn, that would be awesome, you know?
Baldness would be one. For like Kratos, that should have been one of his secret unlockable things, are these huge breasts that he pulls out that are like super sharp.
Yeah, because that sequel looks really good, by the way.
But imagine, I mean, all bald men should have a big plastic nipple that they can just place on top of their head.
It should be mandatory. It should be mandatory.
In God of War, I never played the game, but it seemed to me that whole level where there's the concubines and you can sleep with them.
Yeah.
That whole thing to me made no sense. Why is that even in the game? Other than, like, this would be funny. Look what we can do.
It was a dumb mini game. But, and it was just at the beginning of the game.
I played through God of War. I love the game. And all I have to say is, why does there have to be a reason for it? I mean, look at it. Look at it this way, okay? Now, you got Kratos, a guy that's, like, tremendously, I mean, he's like a superhuman.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be very attractive because he's bald.
Yeah. And, as you two would know.
And
but anyway.
So, I mean, this whole scene with the concubines, it just sort of reinforces the fact that this guy's like a superhuman because you can go at it all day.
Yeah, he's a stud. Well, really, you know, now I'm still playing God of War right now. I just got the
game. And you're still going at it?
Yeah, I haven't gotten past that level. So what happens on the rest of the game?
No, wait a
minute. Deliberately not beating that level because
I'm
like, huh.
I got a question about
this. This is the best $50 I ever spent.
Why is that game rated M and they turn around and make Grand Theft Auto San Andreas adults only for what is arguably the same sort of content? Why can they get away with mature? Is there something wrong with the ERSB, or is it just me?
I want to bring something up that I think ties into all this, because I posted these two little news reports in the forums, and we've been discussing them. There's one news report I came across where they did a study. I don't know who they are, you know, but they did a study, and the study showed
Little Brother?
That video games are...
Is it an uncle?
Video games are a gateway drug that leads to other drugs like heroin and crack and marijuana and stuff like that.
Oh, and Cheetos. Yeah. And Cheetos.
That was one article I came across. The other article I came across was Virginia is apparently trying to pass a law where 50% of the front of the video game box is going to be the rating symbol.
50%?
50% of the front box will have to be like a box with the paragraph and the rating symbol, and then like in big letters, what's in the game that gives it that rating.
Yeah, that'll
work. Hey,
what's
the game you're playing, dude? I'm playing T.
I'm playing 14+.
Hey, I played that too.
Plus.
That looks like...
That's terrible.
I'm playing scenes of mild graphic violence.
Language, blood, violence, and gore.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is if you buy a video game in Virginia, you're gonna have this huge. I mean, how are they gonna enforce that? You know what I mean?
I don't know. And what's funny is the article. There was a comment that was made by. I found the article originally. I believe it was on Evil Avatar's forums.
Oh, it wasn't on Billy West's site?
No.
So we know it's accurate. We believe it's more accurate. But anyway, go ahead. So what did they have to say?
Well,
about
the Evil Avatar made the comment. They're like, great, what are they going to do? Start putting, like, mature games are going to come in a brown paper wrapper? Like you're buying a porno mag or something?
Yeah. So wait a minute. I guess it would be a label, right? It wouldn't be, like, manufacturing, new covers.
No, it would be like, if you're buying, say, Grand Theft Auto, basically the entire bottom of like the CD case would be a giant rating sticker.
Oh,
that would cover
gosh.
The entire bottom of the thing.
Well, that's terrible.
As a graphic designer, this has a very simple solution. All you have to do is put one of those plastic covers on your game and place the sticker on the cover. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't
that's
know what the hell
you're
talking about. Sounds good.
Once you unwrap the game. No, I mean, you put this plastic wrapper on the game, this plastic transparent wrapper on the game.
Oh,
and
so
on
when you
that,
unwrap it, you can throw the sticker away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, because you already bought it. Who cares?
Yeah, why not? I'm with you. All right, well, with that fine idea, let's jump forward to our crappy movie of the week, because that's really what everyone tunes in for. All this other talk is just BS. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. So we have...
It's just padding for the waiting for the crappy movie.
Crappy movie of the week.
My goal this week was to find something that had DeForest Kelly in it. Don't ask me why. I just really wanted to...
Did you find Night of the Lepus?
That's the one. Do you know that movie?
It's about giant bunny rabbits.
Of course you know about
Andrew,
it.
Andrew, man. It's Andrew.
That is very timely, because did you hear in England they found a giant were-rabbit? Did you see that?
I saw the pictures of that. That thing was huge. It was about the size of a 4-year-old.
So wait a minute,
it's
though.
It's 4 feet. 4 feet.
Is Lepus
in length?
Is Lepus another name for a rabbit?
Yes.
It is? I've never
heard
of a
rabbit. Night of the were-rabbit.
Well, what else would it be? Night of the hare? I mean, that would be stupid. So I guess Lepus, lupus, whatever. Night of the lupus.
I take offense against the I take offense by the hare comment.
Yeah. You know the tagline for that movie is "They were born that tragic moment when science made its great mistake. Now from behind the shroud of night they come scuttling, shambling horde of creatures destroying all in their path."
Oh, it's terrible.
Dude, how did you read my diary?
I cannot believe you knew about this show. See, a lot of people think we like coordinate before the show goes, but I don't.
Nope.
I don't talk to anybody about nothing, so these guys don't know what movie I'm going to bring up or what stuff I'm going to play.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
Yeah, people should know this. Scott doesn't really talk to us. He hates us.
Yeah, as soon as we're done, it's like, screw you guys, click.
Janet Lee's in that movie, too.
Who's she? Forgot. Mm-hmm. Can't remember.
Janet Lee from Psycho.
Oh, okay.
You know, Janet Leigh from Night of the Lepus.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. The part,
you know, Lepus.
The part that's
as
most
in Bunny Rabbit.
The most important part of this show, though, is that DeForest Kelly he's mustachioed in this movie. He has a full on mustache. Nice. Yeah.
Does he have a stash like the Wisps from World of Warcraft?
It is kind of like that, actually. It's really cheesy, and it looks like Smokey and the Bandit kind of mustache. It's horrible. From what I can tell in the photos. But I couldn't find any. I only found, I think, one sound clip where he's actually saying something. But we'll go ahead and play these. My favorite one is this warning. Check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, reports from headquarters confirm that the horde of killer rabbits is getting closer to town. High voltage has been turned on into a section of the railroad tracks. And it is your car lights we hope will funnel the rabbits onto them. There will be machine gun and rifle fire to both kill and divert these monsters. Do not panic.
Not, you know what? That'd be a perfect time to have the music from Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, I should pull that out.
You know, what scares me even more is this movie came out in 1972, and it's based on a novel.
A novel?
There's a novel written by Russell Braddon called The Year of the Angry Rabbit.
And he had lupus, right? He had lupus and thought this would be... Oh, lepus. I keep that wrong. You know, okay, so I've offended people with lupus. That's a small percentage. I'm not that worried about it. Small percentage of society has lupus. But you know
Scott,
what?
I have lupus.
Great. So, so it's okay. So according to that rationale, it's okay to offend people if there's not a lot of that kind of people.
No, I'm making fun of the urine of a guy named Lou. It's Lou Piss. Come on, get it straight.
Oh, you know, that I'm rather offended because I have rickets. Oh. And
I'm offended because I wrote that book about the giant rabbit.
Oh, it's... You should
that
be offended.
That was a pseudonym.
You should be forever offended that you wrote that book. Well, here's another one. This is one. This talks about it only takes, I think it's only one rabbit or some weird line like that. And this has DeForest Kelly in it, I believe. Check it out.
Could this have been caused by the serum you injected in that one rabbit?
I'm sure of it. It only takes one.
Okay. So I don't even know what they said exactly, but the first guy talking was Bones from Star Trek with his mustache.
Night of the Lepus.
And if it sounded hard, if it was...
Oh, from the depths of space comes the Lepus.
The Lepus. Lepus. That's another word for rabbit. I would never know that.
Scary bunny
set.
Rabbits.
Oh, yeah. if you go to the
set
page,
loose the Lepus.
if you go to the page where I sent you guys the link, you can actually see a shot of DeForest Kelly in his stash.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, dude. It's pretty sweet. And this had to have been kind of toward. It's about the time that he figured, my Star Trek money's over. I got to come up with some better ways to make money. So he didn't realize there would be a lot of movies and stuff coming later. So. Yeah, he was desperately trying to pay the bills, as it were. Damn Shatner's out making his records, and he's stuck making Night of the Lepus. Anyway.
Damn it, I'm making these Lepus films. Lepus. Another Lepus film? Why do I keep getting these scripts?
You know,
who's my agent?
You know, this is really cheesy and bad, but why didn't they remake this instead of making Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah, they could have rabbits on a...
You know, giant bunny rabbits are hot, by the way. Yeah. You know? I mean, they are a hot topic right now.
They're coming back. They're
you know,
back.
I bet he was asking himself, you know, during the cuts while he was making the movie, like, what is it with you people and bunnies?
Yeah. I'm an actor, not a piece of
crap.
I must add,
and this is probably going to generate a lot of mail, but I do find the mixture of young schoolgirls and bunnies and cats, for that matter, quite arousing.
Oh. Okay, so anyway, yeah. What you were saying, Scott, about the Lepus? What were you?
DeForest Kelly, I mean, likes young girls. What?
I mean, you know,
I've got to go now. I'll talk to you guys later.
I'm a doctor, not
yeah,
a rabbit.
A Japanese
hunter.
Schoolgirl, oh. Bunny ears, and a fluffy tail.
Oh, I'm a doctor, quite... not a veterinarian.
Oh my gosh! On that note, we will end the program. This has been Extra Life Radio. That has been a long freaking hour about all kinds of crazy crap, and we hope you enjoyed yourselves. Want to say a special thanks to Len for joining the program. Also, thanks as always to Andrew and Obsidian and Brian. We hope to see you next week. There's actually a real reason he's gone. He's not really where he says he was, but we won't get into that. We'll let him tell the story when he gets back. If you'd like to be part of the program, make sure you check out myextralife.com. Send us emails at myextralife@gmail.com. And while you're at it, call our crap line, which is 206-3... Damn it, I have too many numbers. Now I have to have them on paper because I have too many shows. 206-203-CRAP is the line to call. And we love getting those calls, as you can tell from today's show. Thanks a lot, everybody, and I guess we'll see you next week on show 85. See ya.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Look up and stare into my eyes and realize that this, that's the perfect storm right there. Past the Ducci on the left-hand side.
It looks like so much fun. I thought I'd give it a try.
Now take that thing and bury it where it belongs.
Lame. Oh, yeah. Lame, stupid, gay, lame. Yeah. Well, the average midget, his torso is actually rather short, and it turns out they're mostly impotent with an occasional tendency to set fire to their penis.
Don't open that door!
I'm not making fun of people like me. That's not funny.
And all we've talked about is retarded deaf midgets for 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm the Colombian. Oh, I win!
My name is Brian.
I wonder how much my head weighs. It looks big.
Lame. Gay. Stupid. What? Wonder what the hell's going to happen to the Duke boys after this damn commercial. They both had old Novas and a dog and chased down a bald Australian man to get their oil. Sergio Vallejo Lopez Rogelio Hector Gonzalez.
The internet is wrong. My memory is not flawed.
You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?